Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All right. Well, welcome to our podcast, everyone. Every Friday we do it, 8:30 till 9. And John taking a big swig. Wow.
Ready to go.
Yay.
So get your questions in, brownbag@wnep.com. It's kind of like a long form talk back, isn't it, when you think about it? It's a way people can express themselves.
Yeah. And also an immediate feedback.
Immediate feedback.
Yes.
And the best part, it doesn't go through lines of producers and directors. It comes right from you, the people.
Unfiltered.
Into
are those
this
new
list.
Ones sometimes?
So we're just going to say, these are all new ones, but there's no room in the bag.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So I'm going to hold these off. Let's try to go through a lot of these.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a blitzkrieg.
Rapid fire.
Blitzkrieg, right. All right. Machine gun. All right. Here we go.
I went first last week, so I'm passing it on now to... Dun, 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 dun,
I don't think I ever go first.
John Meyer!
Why don't we ever have you go first?
I'm going to do it.
True story?
I feel bad now.
I didn't realize
we've been
that.
Overlooking John.
I'm hurt. Well, he's so hard to pick out of
a
crowd.
I just blend in.
You totally blend in.
Rapid fire.
Who created your Mr. Curiosity graphic? It looks so good in the studio. What decisions drove each design aspect of the Mr. Curiosity graphic?
So there's a guy here in our art department called Mike DeFleury, and I think he was told to create a new graphic, and that does look good, right?
That's what
the
he
head,
did.
It is.
It's almost like a cerebral incision. The skull is removed, and then the brain pops out. You never know what you're going to get.
He does awesome work.
He is
really
good.
Does, yeah.
And so, I like the scribble font.
The scribble font is good. Good.
Yep. Yeah, so you really captured it.
Yeah, so we have a big shot art graphics department here at WNEP, and he made that. He did not make our bag. That's why this looks so bad.
I think, move it again real quick, because I think the broken glasses are a nice touch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My glasses. There, that's better.
And if you're just listening, trust me, you've seen the graphic before, but it's a good one.
Yes.
Mike DeFleury. Heads up.
Is it just my imagination, but the higher the temperature gets, the more I see people jogging? You know, when you see the same people out running at a time, but every time if the temperature gets in the 90s, I see more people jogging, and it seems crazy and dangerous. That's from Denise from Sugarloaf.
I've never seen that relationship. How about you guys?
I don't know if I've
noticed that either.
I would say
this time of year, as the temperature goes up, you see more people doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Do we have any runners or joggers here? No, right?
No.
No, thanks.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what I think their optimal conditions are, like 50s and 60s, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I have noticed that you, in my neighborhood, you can tell the temperature thresholds of certain walkers. That we have the regular walkers that walk the neighborhood, and there's some that are out. Just a couple that are out no matter what. Now, tomorrow, well, this is being recorded on Friday, but tomorrow will be a big test of those walkers.
Mm-hmm.
But then I notice it hits a certain temperature, and then there's more, and then hits another, and the sun comes out, and then there's more.
Okay.
So the temperature is definitely an impediment this time of year.
Oh, my God, yeah. To jog in this stuff?
Now,
I will say this as a cyclist. A lot of people don't realize this because they say, I can't believe you bike in this heat. I will bike in 80s, 90s, even 100 degrees. Did you ever sit right in front of a fan, even on a hot day?
Mm-hmm.
You feel cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize when you're biking, you are pushing your body 10, 20 miles an hour against the air. It's a fan on you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So you sweat and it immediately evaporates. So I can bike in very, very hot temperatures. It doesn't bother me at all.
But
do the reverse of that when you're biking on these cold days, you have a fan on you
as
well.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It is brutal. Another reason why the sweater says it. Winter sucks, okay? Yeah.
Winter. Or you could say winter sparkles.
Wow. He tried for hours to get Mindy to say winter sucks.
And I wouldn't do it.
Be authentic. You know
I wouldn't
you don't
do
it.
Like it. The extreme cold is a stinker.
Okay. you can't even say sucks.
It's your turn.
Your turn, Joe.
Is sucks a bad word?
I mean, for some people,
Cindy
I think.
Cindy Brady? Okay.
It might be.
I must have offended a lot of people today. John, what's the talkback call?
1-800-228-WNEP.
There you go. Just call talkback.
Is there a question here? Currently, I have two boys, 3 and 6, who are really interested in reading books and learning about the weather. Is this set up?
I don't know.
Any recommendations you would happen to have? Anything you could possibly send them to keep their interest going in weather? Well, KingBuddy001@gmail.com, I happen to have written a weather book perfectly. Well, they might be a little young.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
It's cool. Yeah.
Search my name on Amazon. You can see my published book. It's the Everything Kids Weather Book. Yeah. It's meant for like preteens.
How did I not know that?
My kids have it.
Do they?
Yeah.
They like to ever do it?
Yeah, they like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You never told me that.
Yeah. No, they like it.
Oh, awesome. What, so what?
My mother-in-law got it for them.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, so you can get it on Amazon. It's perfect. When I first wrote it, they said it was too above the level that they wanted. So I had to even take it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like too scientific or too advanced?
Too advanced, okay. Yeah. So then it's made mainly for, I'd say, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, somewhere in that range.
My kid's age.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Awesome. Perfect.
You should get Joe to sign it for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. I can't believe that.
I'd love to do it. Big fans.
Yes. Big fans.
Yeah. Just search my name on Amazon if you want to pick up that book.
That almost does seem like a setup, doesn't it?
It does.
Did you put that in there?
You can. It's verified on.
Oh, this is long.
Oh, you're right.
It's not me.
It's not you. Huh. Interesting.
It's the real deal. Mickey. It's unsnedekerized. It's the true deal.
True deal.
Oh, Nikki's got a good one.
I think this will be interesting.
Ooh.
I recently listened to Mindy's interview with Joe from a few years ago. She said her last request was to be buried in the backyard. So my three-part question is, does she still want to be buried back there? To get around burial laws, would she consider being cremated or composted? Yes, now that's an option, and spread around the backyard. Does anyone else want to be buried scattered back there?
I don't remember saying that. I can't believe I said that. Oh, my gosh.
I can see
that's
one of
really
those weather people saying that, but not right. Real, right? You know?
That's funny.
Living
no, maybe I'm
forever.
Just, I'm so, I love WNEP so much. This is my home.
You want to be buried in the backyard. I want to be
So I'm altering that a little bit. Now I want to be a tree in the backyard. You know how they have those things where they'll put your ashes with a tree and like then plant the tree and then you grow into the tree? That's what I want to do.
It's a dark subject, but let's address it.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about this?
All the time.
I'm kind of leaning more the cremation.
You are?
I'm not sure.
Me too.
Really?
I will be cremated.
You will be cremated?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know. I think about it, but I just think, well, it's really – someone else is going to make that choice.
Yeah, but
it really helps your loved ones to have it.
You should make that choice.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
I was just at a wake last week, and it's just I think about that. I'm like, do I want to be there, laying there, dressed up, and all these people waiting?
Like, right, and looking at your dead body. Do you want?
Yeah,
you know,
the whole thing is awkward.
It's
I know
weird.
It helps some people grieve, but it's just awkward to me.
It's strange.
But then cremation, it's like you're just wiped out. You're gone, man. There's no headstone. There's no body in
there
the ground.
There can be a headstone. You can bury the cremated remains in the ground.
Okay, I haven't seen too much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be done.
And then when I drive by cemeteries, they're all crooked and all the people there. Like, do I want that? I don't know.
I think you should just spread your ashes over one of your favorite biking trails.
Something
wouldn't
like
that be
great? I think that, yeah.
Yeah.
Very fitting.
Did I ever tell you guys I grew up near a cemetery in Simpson, just in Lackawanna County? And I used to always, as a kid, walk in the woods, walk to the cemetery. And there's this one headstone. It ruined my whole life.
Whoa.
I was just walking around. I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old. And it said, right on the back of the headstone, as I am now, you will once be.
Oh.
And as you are now, I once was.
Oh, my gosh. That's way too deep.
Yes. For an 11-year-old or 12-year-old kid, I'm like, no, it's so right.
That's
it's
too
it's
much.
So it's so right.
It's so right.
So is this where the whole it's a great day to be alive thing came from?
I don't know. I just try to embrace every day. But when you see it's there it is. This guy's talking to me from the grave.
Right.
As I am now, you will once be, and as you are now, I once was.
Well, you know, you shouldn't look at it as ruining your life. You should look at that as a gift.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But as an 11-year-old kid, you're just thinking, what?
Ready for it. I'm like, I'm never going to be that.
That
you know,
would have scared me.
Did you guys do this when you're a kid? Like, you're 12, and you think, oh, my God, people live to their 70s, and you're like 22, 32, 40.
Yeah,
it seems like forever.
Yes.
Yeah, it
seems
does.
Like it's eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm going to be 60 next month, I'm like, geez. Average life expectancy is 78.
It's funny
how weird?
You know, because I'm about to be 50 this year. And I guess I just, you don't think about it much. But what was it? Was it last week that the actress, and her name's slipping my mind, from Home Alone?
Catherine O'Hara.
So she died.
She passed away.
71. And then it came to my head. I was just like, wait, like, that's only 21 years older than me. So like 21 more years? That's 20, it? That could be it?
21 more summers.
That could be it?
21
And then I always do the reverse math on things. Well, 21 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, that,
that wasn't that long ago.
Are we going to have to call this the death episode?
No.
We might. We might. But it is the way that time goes, it is so striking because, like I'll tell my kids, oh, that was only 5 years ago. But to them, 5 years seems forever.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, in their world.
Well, and they were a different person 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, totally different stage. Whereas as adults, we just, it all melts into one. So. Okay, this is depressing.
So we have two cremations. You're not sure. You want to do the compost thing?
I want to do the compost tree thing.
John? I don't know.
I'm not sure what kind of tree I want to be.
You're leaning towards
cremation. I'm leaning towards cremation.
Should we keep doing the viewings, the wakes? Like, because a wake back in the day was literally to see if the person would wake up.
Is that right? That was to be a wham.
Oh, yeah. That would be
that's
a great wham.
That's where the word came from?
Yes. Because people would die, and sometimes they would put little bells. Did you ever see that? There would be
that's not a myth. In the casket, and they ring the bell. That's a myth. Yeah.
Yeah, a string in the casket. So they could move. They could ring the bell that was on top. There would be a string attached.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that
may not be verified.
I have to look it up. I thought I saw that in a museum one time.
Anyway, wakes are creepy, but they help people grieve.
Because you do see that there's different ways of grieving. And for some people, it is so helpful to have people get together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject. Let's get out
of here. Yeah,
let's talk about life. Let's talk about energy.
Somebody needs
to. You knew that when you read that was going to
I knew it was.
Yes. It was a good discussion, even though it was a little depressing.
All right. Chris in 44. He's becoming a regular.
He is.
What was your first car?
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's a good one, Johnny. What'd you have?
So the first car that I had, now my parents got it for me, that I had to drive around was when I was in college, that it was just my car.
So was that hand-me-down from them, or did they get you a car?
It was a hand-me-down actually from my brother that they had gotten from my brother, and then I got it next. It was a old beat-up Ford Escort. Well, that had all kinds of issues.
Dude, they're ugly.
I barely fit in it.
I was going to say, you'd barely fit.
It's a compact car.
Oh, yeah. It was so small. And senior in college, 6'6", me, fit in this car. But I was so excited to have a car at college.
Oh, yeah.
And be able to get places in this car. And Syracuse is hilly. It would struggle to get up some of the hills.
Escorts were very popular cars.
Oh, there were lots of Escorts. Because they were cheap.
Yeah. And it's not a thing. I forgot about the Escort.
But I loved it. It had a roof rack that I could put stuff on and everything.
You definitely don't fit in a Ford Escort.
I don't fit.
No.
But at that point, I couldn't afford anything bigger or better. It was a hand-me-down and it worked.
Mindy's still searching the...
It says, during the 18th and 19th centuries, especially in the Victorian era, there were safety coffins developed with mechanisms that would have a string attached to the... I'm not being able to read this. Attached to what?
Attached to bells above ground to prevent premature burial.
So you're in the ground, you wake up, and you ring the bell.
Yes. So in case you're not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
Anyway,
what was your first car, man?
My first car was a 1978 Ford Thunderbird.
Whoa, that's not bad.
Nice. Well, no, it wasn't. We called it the Big Blue Boat. It was like this huge, and this is in the 80s. So,
Before Nikki goes, because I had a 1976 Ford Escort. So we have Fairmont.
Oh, okay.
Fairmont. They were ugly. So we have three Fords.
Wow.
Nikki?
Pontiac Sunfire.
Oh!
Yes.
The Pontiac Sunfire is the first car I ever bought myself.
Really?
Yes.
What color?
I had a purple one.
I had a red one.
Very
they were
cool.
Like entry level cheap cars.
They were.
And quite a few people in their 20s had them.
Oh, yeah.
I loved my Sunfire.
I got it
with the electric traction control, and it was so good. I drove it through Bangor, Maine in the winter. Like, it was awesome, believe it or not, in the snow.
That was almost a coffin then.
It almost was my coffin.
You rang a bell buried in the
so true.
River.
Oh, should I go next?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're trying to do rapid fire, and I'm not going very fast.
We're going good.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is from Okay, sent from my iPhone from Russell. Mindy and John are so sweet.
Just end it right there.
I'm not making this
up. End it right there. I think something bad is coming.
And I love listening to them. But, oh, this is from Rusty Snyder from Danville.
I told you.
But who would win in a cage fight?
Oh, that's obvious. That's so he's being
you or me?
Yes.
That's not even a contest.
No, that's a contest.
That's not a contest.
Oh, I'm feisty. Indeed. I am so feisty.
I'm pretty big.
You are. But I pull hair. And
not much hair.
Poke eyes. No, that would be you'd be destroyed. John would
all
take
right.
all of us.
John would win.
I can't see us in a cage fight though.
I can't see that happening.
I can't see you in a fight.
I can't see you in a fight. I was
but
never
I put
in a fight
money
in my life. Were you?
Thanks, Nikki.
Were you ever in a fight?
Not a full on fight. I was close to a fight one time.
How
a bunch
old,
of guys.
Did
from
you
my
stop
town,
it?
We went to the neighboring town's carnival.
Oh.
And their guys wanted to fight with us because we were talking to the girls from their school.
That's terrible.
It almost
man.
Was a big fight. Yeah.
Was it like West Side Story? Did you break out into song?
There were big territorial battles in Elk County.
Wow. That's interesting.
So, but wow. I didn't get into the actual fight.
No, that's
fight.
Good.
I negotiated our way out of it.
See, I was going to say,
still a diplomat.
You'd be a good mediator.
It.
Yeah.
And I never got in a fight in my life. What about you two? Anything like that? Like
no.
The ladies, not so much?
No. Mm. And this is sexist to say, but it always surprises me when I see two girls in a fight.
Oh, yeah,
I'm always like, why? What are you doing? You're going to break a nail? You're going to, I don't know.
No, that's not sexist. You go by the facts. Who fills up all the prisons? Males.
Yeah.
Who does most violent
But it also
crimes,
surprises
males?
Me to see guys in a fight, too, though, because I'm just like, why are you doing that? That is so dumb.
No, you don't know what it's like to be us. You're filled with aggression and
testosterone.
Yeah, it's nature.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh
so it's like looking at the wild animals, like looking at the elk when they
the
fight
it's like that,
during.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, those guys wanted to fight us over the girls. That's what's happening.
That's exactly what happens. Maybe something in the air, like sort of seeped into you from the elk.
Nature.
No, it's just nature. Yeah, competition and resources. Where I grew up in Simpson again, so all my buddies would hang together, and there'd be this one house down the road where an old lady lived. And I'd say once a month, maybe once every other month, these kids would come and visit her from another area.
Oh, yeah.
And they were our age.
Weird.
How dare they come to our little area and take over our territory? So what we would do is hide in the woods around this old lady's house, which was probably their grandmother, and throw apples at them.
Oh, my God!
Like, it was serious. Like, we're going to take care of those kids. Don't come around here anymore. And we would throw...
And they're being nice, visiting
They were just visiting their grandmother,
lady.
But they weren't one of us.
Right. How
and
dare they?
11 years old.
I will say that about growing up in small towns. It's very territorial.
Really?
This is territorial.
Surprising to me. I can't believe it.
And that's probably right after I read the death thing on the tombstone. So I was filled with angst.
Oh, yeah.
That led into, like, when I was first 21 and stuff and would be at home in a bar in St. Mary's and some guys would come in from another town and be like, uh-oh.
Out of
and
cars.
It almost always would end up in a fight outside.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're just animals.
I thought that was
like,
only in movies.
No.
Did you know this, Nikki?
Deal.
I did not know this.
Do I have to tell you this again, Mindy? The three evil forces in the universe.
Okay, what are
Nazis,
they again? Nazis.
The Taliban. Teenage boys.
Okay, all right.
It's terrible.
It's true.
It's just the way
it's
it
your
is.
Turn, my
oh,
friend.
Just, we're going through almost three quarters of the way through.
Good.
Here,
we'll
so
have more space for
more
the
space for
new
ones.
Ones.
All right, Chris Smith. Is he the one that just. Chris?
Chris in 44? Yeah.
I don't know if he's in
44. He's the new Travis.
Are Buffalo Bites just grown up nuggets? Chris from 44. So, Buffalo Bites, grown up chicken nuggets. What do you think? How he makes a valid point.
Great point.
Because chicken nuggets, you laugh at.
Right.
That it's just a kid food.
It's a kid food. It's junk food. But yet people will have boneless wings and what he's calling the Buffalo Bites. Same
right.
thing.
They probably are.
It's remarketed.
Very
it's
close.
The same junk, only dunked in wing sauce. They're
junk?
Just chicken nuggets.
It is so
Did
delicious, though.
They're so
well,
good.
Wouldn't you call chicken nuggets junk?
No.
No, Nikki loves chicken nuggets.
I love chicken nuggets.
I think everybody does. But what I'm saying, it's seen as a junk food for children. But yet you remarket it as boneless wings. or chicken, whatever this guy said, boneless bio, buffalo wings. Now it's a new product.
Now it's an adult
and
food.
And it's fancy.
And it's fancy. Yeah.
Yes. And they're so good.
So good.
Did you see, Nikki, they're having a caviar with the chicken nuggets for Valentine's Day?
I saw that.
Yes.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
So you're a nugget person?
Yeah.
What's your favorite fast food nugget then? Wendy's,
Burger Gotta be King, Chick-fil-A. McDonald's. They're awesome, aren't they?
Chick-fil-A.
They are good. I don't know. I'm a McDonald's girl.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, as long as this is the death episode, what would you like your last meal to be?
Oh, it would have to be a steak dinner with mashed potatoes.
That would be your favorite meal then?
Yeah.
I love that too.
Get out.
I like
really?
A baked potato though,
Look
myself.
At John making okay. the face.
I'm thinking. I mean, steak seems like the obvious choice. But I don't know.
I
might need turf and surf, though. I might need some steak and some lobster or scallops. Or
no, it would be high-end, like, fast food junk. Isn't that the it'd be burgers, hoagies, pierogies.
Oh, I don't know. I love a good
I don't want anything rich.
Rare steak.
About to be electrocuted. No.
You wouldn't have to deal with it.
I'm just saying, but to just go for a quick.
How do you know you're going to be electrocuted, though?
Oh, yeah. Injection?
I don't know.
You want me to be hung like old days? That could be a problem.
We got to stop talking.
You better go, Nikki.
It's the death episode. Keep it going, Nikki.
You got to stop talking about death.
Let's hope this is another.
Oh, I ripped it.
That's all right.
Make it something.
We're shredding.
I know.
Make it death related, even if it's not. Uh-oh. She's nervous. She has the look of.
Oh, it's a Travis question.
Oh, he's back. He didn't go away.
Hi, morning crew. Congratulations. You've got an opportunity to start modeling. However, you find out your options are a Super Bowl commercial for
Perfect.
ED medication or modeling for adult diapers with the photo on the packaging. Which one do you pick?
Which one do you
Wait,
pick?
This is good. So you're modeling for
I think of this all the time when you see these commercials. Like,
ED.
That person's getting paid to be the actor or actress
right.
on this
ED
ad.
ED or adult diaper, and your face, he said, is going to be on the
on
packaging.
The packaging.
Right.
On the packaging. On both.
How much do you get paid? I think that factors
it
in.
It doesn't matter. You still have to pick one. I mean.
What do you think, Nikki?
Well, for us, it would just be the adult diapers.
So,
yeah, more of a guy question.
So I don't have any problem with either of them, to be honest. But I'd probably choose the ED one first.
Why? Really?
Because the adult diaper one seems very geriatric.
Yeah,
I'd
I guess you're
be,
right.
I'd rather be
right.
younger with that problem than older, than older with that problem.
Yeah.
I guess one's curable by medication and the other one you just got to wear something to deal with it.
Yeah, that's true.
So which one are you going with?
I'd probably do the same.
Well, so we should reach out to the manufacturers and the marketers. We've got two gentlemen here who are.
I think I'd love to represent both of those.
Attractive, handsome men
I'd
who
love
could.
To, yes, be
they're
the
both relatable.
Products. They're both
relatable
important products.
Yeah.
Yes.
They very
are.
Important.
There's no jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
No job, not about that.
A cousin of mine did commercials for years, and she still does some. And everyone in the family would get so excited, like when we'd hear she's going to be on such and such a commercial. And I just imagine, like, if I were to do one of those, and my mom's calling everyone, oh, John's on the new adult diaper commercial. Make sure you look for it during the Super Bowl.
And we've all seen Tom Clark's commercial for the
Birchwood Estates. Yeah.
Maybe he'll do one of these. He's up in age. Why not?
Well, yeah.
No.
Which I saw the best Tom Clark meme this week that was in northeastern Pennsylvania. The next 6 weeks are determined on if Tom Clark sees his shout out.
Oh, that's
so his
so,
legend lives on.
That is so great. You want to pick a quick one?
Oh,
we've only got
mine?
2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Lightning round continues, John. Can we do a couple more each?
Yes.
All right, this one's for Phil. Is NASCAR a sport?
Oh, the old sport thing.
Yes.
Yes. I would say yes.
We have to define sport. When you think of sport, you think of something physically exhausting where you're using your skills and your athleticism. I don't know much about it, but there's all these fringe sports.
I would think it'd be mentally exhausting and physically exhausting to sit in a car for how many hours. And that takes a lot of skill to drive at that speed and not crash.
I didn't know much about NASCAR until our son Jake got into it in the past year or so. And I've watched races and stuff like that, and I have a whole new respect.
Oh,
and I
really?
I went to Pocono Raceway this year, and it really is something, the skill they have in driving those cars at that speed.
All right, well, how about darts, bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think takes
what's
skill.
Not then?
Meteorology?
No one says it is. No one says it is.
Yeah.
A lot of those iffy ones.
And does it matter?
Yeah. And doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The word
matter?
Sport
if
is very.
There's fans
yeah.
for it and people want to watch. And be part
no, no,
of it.
No, no. Here's what's not a sport. Okay. And you guys are going to disagree with me. On ESPN the other day, I saw people, like a whole show dedicated to people playing golf inside, to playing the golf video games.
What do you mean, video games? Or they're
like
whacking the ball against
they're whacking
a screen.
The ball well, and it's a screen.
Well,
yeah.
There's another one that brings up esports. Because now some of these colleges
yeah,
even
true.
Have esports teams. Is that sports?
Where your kids on video
just
games
video.
Watching
yes.
kids. That's not a sport. I end it right there.
Well, it takes skill.
I don't know.
Oh. And it takes.
I don't think esports is sports.
Esports. Yeah, it's a different.
It's got sport
different
in the name. Yeah. Sport in the name.
This I know. As I am now, you will once be. And as you are now, I once was.
Do we have to end on that?
That on a tombstone.
The death episode.
Oh.
Farewell.
Scary but true. Keep the questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. We're only as good as your questions. Have a good weekend.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.